President, your first 100 days has far exceeded that of any other presidency in this country, ever, ever. Never seen anything like it. Thank you. Your directive to me was very simple: make America safe. And despite that, we've still been defending over 200 civil lawsuits filed against you. On top of everything else, I think I'm representing every one of you in this room in some capacity. And no, you will not be arrested by the U.S. Marshals. Over 200 lawsuits, over 50 injunctions, and now we've got multiple cases in front of the Supreme Court, and we will succeed, and we are doing great in front of the Supreme Court, President, and we'll continue on with that. I was at DEA yesterday, and they said to me, "You, Donald Trump, have taken the handcuffs off of DEA agents. And as a result of, since you have been in office, President Trump, your DOJ agencies have seized more than 22 million fentanyl pills, 3,400 kilos of fentanyl, since you've been, your last 100 days, which saved, are you ready for this, media, 258 million lives."
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Okay, y'all, we all have a good time, right? Bring you only the finest entertainers. With a special guest. It's the real.
You're on the Rubicon with James Lewis. We are the preeminent healthcare media platform serving the urban culture on HR Voices Sirius XM 141. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast globally and now on Landstay Plus about the profound impact healthcare has on individuals and communities. It's going to be a very short opening segment. I have Pax Fordham coming in, and Pax interned on this show while he was in college. He graduated in the spring, and he spent his summer as an intern up on Capitol Hill doing amazing stuff. So Pax is an insider in politics, and he's a brilliant young man. I told Pax many years ago when he used to intern back in the COVID days. He's like a freshman, sophomore in college, and he went to Oakwood University, which is my alma mater. I do a lot of work with Oakwood University and the young ladies and gentlemen that want to get in the media. Anything I can do to help. I'm like Unk. If I can help somebody get a plug, build a relationship, there's so much talent. And I did not get into media until I was close to 40. I often wonder if I had a mentor, if I had somebody to help me get into this and even realize that I had a talent or penchant or a desire or fire, interest, passion to be in content creation. Maybe I could have been something in my career. Maybe I really, if I had a 20-year head start, could have done some amazing things. But Pax Fordham, who was a superstar at Oakwood University, and I've told him before off air, I was just like, Pax, when I had the sports show, and Pax would come in on a sports show, he wasn't really into sports. He's into the hip-hop side and understood music and entertainment. But Pax is not necessarily the type of person you're going to have a conversation with about, hey, what do you think the Titans are going to do with their roster, with the 53-man roster? And I told Pax one day, I was just like, Pax, you're too smart to be on the show with me. I'm too lowbrow. Your IQ, you're thinking at a different level. But with the Rubicon, the healthcare show, this is perfect to have Pax and talk about politics. So he's going to come in and discuss all of the stuff that he has been doing this summer. I know he has a lot of interviews, and will probably land somewhere in D.C. working for a congressman or congresswoman or a state senator or something like that. So I'm excited of having Pax. And shout out to Dr. Gina Brown, the 12th president of Oakwood University. I wanted to show her some love. I'm actually reaching out to the Oakwood media team and hoping to get Dr. Brown on the show. This is HR Voices. This is the largest HBCU platform in the country. And Dr. Brown came to Oakland University from Howard, was the dean of their nursing school. So I'm very excited to have a new president at my alma mater. And she's the first woman to be the president of my alma mater. So shout out to Dr. Brown and the new administration. And Pax and I are going to chop it up. I did want to say before we get Pax in, people don't say this enough in the industry. I just wanted to thank everyone on HR Voices and all of the listeners and people that have called in and people that have been a part of the show. We've really had a fantastic start. I did not necessarily believe that we would have this level of success right out of the gate. And I wanted to thank Sirius. I want to thank Howard University Radio Networks. I want to thank the listeners. So many people have reached out to me about the program and how can they participate? How can they tell their story? I have a series, especially in the fall, I'm going to have several people come on and talk about their experience with breast cancer because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I've had so many people reach out about benefits. We're working on several potential partnerships from a sponsoring and advertising standpoint. And I'm so grateful. It's the level of gratitude. I've said this before. I can't encapsulate it into words. And it's humbling to see how many people have gotten onto this movement and really healthcare for the culture. Putting a show together that really focuses on how healthcare impacts communities of color and people who are downtrodden in rural communities and those that don't necessarily have the access. And Dr. Fabian Garcia, shout out to you and the Doc Talks. Talking about autophagy and talking about intermittent fasting and all of those things. So I just wanted to thank everyone, Janelle King, everyone that's a part of this program. I met with Nolan Meyer, who's going to be interning with us this year, and he has brilliant ideas. This is just something that I'm so proud of, and this is my baby, and just happy to see that there is interest in a healthcare show that truly helps individuals to navigate through the system and hopefully learn something. Hopefully we have somebody on here that tells you something else, save your life. I know so many people that are fighting cancer right now, fighting different chronic illnesses. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back. More to Rubicon, Sirius XM 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios.
Invisible, exhausted, stressed, or anxious. When you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.